We are joined by head coach of the Avon Lake Shoreman football team. He is Coach Matt Kostelnik. Coach Kostelnik, thank you very much for joining us here this evening. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Well, thank you very much again for joining us, Coach. And, if there's one thing I learned from your Twitter account, just kind of keeping up with things throughout the summer, it's that your guys' youth camps, I mean, people come out to these things. I mean, you guys have had a ton of kids involved in these youth camps, just looking at the numbers and the videos and the pictures and everything. Lots of excitement, lots of pride within that Avon Lake football program. So I got to imagine that makes you feel pretty good, knowing that, you know, even outside of the varsity level for future years, it looks like you got tons of young shoremen on the way.
Yeah, I mean, it's great to have the support of the community all the time and seeing all the kids getting out there and enjoying football. And, whether it was one of our camps or one of our youth camps, pop-up camps are organized by one of our coaches, Terry Harkness, and the football club, and they kind of sponsor those things and get those things going. Yeah, they do an incredible job, and I'm very appreciative of our youth coaching staffs who get these kids excited about football and keep coming out and hopefully keeping those numbers of kids continuing to grow football in Avon Lake.
Now, Coach, I know last year you guys got off to that hot 4-0 start, and it fizzled a bit after that. But still, I think the start to last season, when expectations maybe weren't necessarily to be that hot right off the rip, I think that has to be something you're looking to build off heading into this year, just in terms of knowing what you guys are capable of early on and, just setting those expectations at a high level.
Yeah, I mean, the expectations of Shoreman football are always going to be at a high level. It's a place, obviously, I grew up. I've been coaching, and we expect our young men to go out and perform every Friday night and play as hard as they possibly can. And, last year, yeah, we did. We came out firing. We got off to a great start. And, yeah, I think fizzle is kind of a good word for it. But at the same time, in the SWC, you got to bring it every week. We have great coaches in the conference with great players, and you have to be on your A game, or else you're going to find yourself in positions that are not favorable to you. And again, we kind of came up short on some of those games. So for us, we got to take every game week by week, get ready for this stretch of non-conference games where we're going to face some good talent. Build some momentum as we go into that kind of meat grinder of the SWC this year.
Well, your quarterback, Jeremy Zick, I know he was certainly somebody that was just very effective week in and week out last season. I got to imagine that's a pretty nice feeling knowing you got your QB1 back again this year.
Oh, absolutely. Anytime you get a quarter or have your quarterback coming back, it is a great feeling. It's somebody that you can rely on. With Jeremy and somebody that you have high expectations to make those throws, and he's been working in the off season and continuing to grow his game, and I think you're going to see a little bit of a tweak out of him this year that's going to pay some dividends in the long run.
Man, I'm a defensive guy, and you're one of my favorite defenses to watch, your kids, because whenever I watch an Avon Lake defense play, it feels like you've got like 20 guys on the field the way that you play, and they all play like their hair's on fire. And how do you keep that attitude? How do you keep that defensive philosophy, the mentality, year after year? Because you've been plugging players into that for the last few years, but boy, it's a fun defense to watch play.
Well, I give it up to the defensive coaching staff. They do a great job game planning every week. The kids know where they're supposed to be. And when you know where you're supposed to be, it allows you to play fast. We lost our defense coordinator from last year, Bob Ripley. He's been doing it for almost three or four years now. Andrew DeLugas, Coach DeLugas' son, stepped right up and is ready to take on the helm this year. So it's that continuity in the defensive staff. Our defense staff's been together for a long time, and they've been doing a lot of good things with that. So it comes down to knowing your assignment and allowing the kids to play fast. And again, I credit my defensive staff for the ones being able to do that.
Coach, you mentioned the SWC, and really every week you got to bring it. But then you guys, your non-league schedule is you start with Strongsville-Brecksville, and you picked up a team out of New York. So you are into the fire right in week one as far as having to be ready for this whole thing. Talk to me about that non-league schedule and how tough that is.
So what we're looking at here, we're looking at a strong Strongsville team, well-coached Strongsville team that's going to come out and try to assert a little dominance up front. So for us, we got to come out swinging. I mean, we got to set the tempo early. We were able to do that. And then, in the second half last year, we went on like an 8 or 9 minute kind of game controlling drive. It's probably my favorite drive of the year, looking back on it. How we were third and three, got it. I think it was like 16 play drive, something crazy. Our kids just, or especially our line, kind of took the game on the back. So we're going to need to do the same thing again this year. We're going to have to control the football. We're going to have to keep the ball out of their playmakers' hands, and again, go on some of these long, drawn out drives that are going to put us in a favorable position to be successful. And with Brecksville, we know for sure they have a quarterback coming back who's pretty talented. He got a number of series against us last year, but you could tell kind of the way that kid was developing, that he was going to be the signal caller, and he's probably going to be much improved going into this year. And then, yeah, St. John the Baptist is going to be interesting. We're there week one, so our week three, they're week one.
Wow.
And 10-hour drive. So it's very interesting in how they do it in New York. It's the Catholic schools and the public schools are separate. So they play like an 8-game schedule. They only play on Saturdays, and their offense coordinator had reached out and just said, "Hey, we want to play somebody that we think is of equal caliber to what we are. They're Division II for the Catholic school division out there, and we want the authentic Friday night feel. We play Saturdays. We only play 8-game regular season. I think they max out like 3 games playoffs." And so they had reached out, and we still needed a week three. So we're pretty excited. They had a tailback went to Buffalo last year. So they're going to have a couple kids with some FCS offers, and we got to be ready to tackle them and show them, how to play high football.
Wow, how cool. That'll be a fun trip, a long trip, but certainly a fun one, no doubt. And I do remember that drive against Strongsville. I was part of the broadcast team for that opening game against Strongsville last year. And I remember that one very, very clearly. It doesn't really surprise me that might have been your favorite drive from the season. That was an impressive second half you guys pieced together. So, another fun year of Shoreman football up ahead for you guys. We're certainly excited to see how it plays out. I believe the first time we see you is when you do see your rival Avon on the 9th. Yes, sir, that is, actually. So you guys will be playing host again to Avon on the 9th. WEOL will be there. Certainly excited to see that rivalry renewed once again. Coach Kostelnik, thank you very much for the time. As always, we appreciate it. And best of luck for you guys in week one as you guys take on Strongsville.
Thanks, guys. Look forward to seeing you.
Thanks, man. Good luck.